Hey, go Cavs!
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, joined now in studio by Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief. Good to have you in here today.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you. I think we've talked on the phone. I don't think I've met you in person yet, so it's nice to put a face to the voice.
Heck yes.
So coming in here today, I know one of the things we're going to talk about here is kind of a reviewing 2018 here. It was kind of a interesting year news-wise. I know the flood was kind of maybe the major highlight there for your office.
Well, we started off the year with the wildfires all over, and then Kansas kind of slowed down, and then wildfires in the other part of the state, so that there were lots of disasters, you know, around the country. And then late this year, then we got into the flooding, and we still have some people out there that are had adverse effects from the flood, and there's some needs out there, so we're still working a little bit of the unmet needs part of that, and still working toward the reimbursement to the government agencies to try to fix up the infrastructure. So those are the parts of the flood that are still working as we transfer into the next year.
Yeah, and I know that's a lengthy process of those reimbursements. I got to see firsthand before I moved up here to Manhattan. I was going down to Eureka after they got their second tornado in 2 years, and a lot of those people were just kind of getting over that. And I can't imagine, you know, flooding's probably, I don't know if it's worse, but they're both terrible, and so the reimbursement's got to be just unbelievable.
Oh, it is, and you know, we have a lot of people that were tenants in properties and may not have had renter insurance and things like that. So there were a lot of people that lost a lot of stuff, including cars. I mean, we lost hundreds of cars in this. So there's a longer recovery time, I think, to a flood than there is to the tornado or the, you know, some of the other infrastructure.
Mm. Well, as far as how that you know, preparedness is obviously a big key here. In your job, you can't always you don't know when disaster is going to occur. But just to maybe talk to the importance of being prepared.
Well, I think the having a kit, being prepared, being ready to move, you know, in a minute's notice, or take shelter and have a proper shelter identified is the key to it. Notification. We still had, you know, we've been working on this flooding for years on the Wildcat side, and we have big leaps and bounds for preparedness issues, so notifications, things like that, and we still had some people that didn't get notified the way they wanted to. There's actually, you can go into the river gauge for the USGS, sign up for an alert, and tell them what level of Wildcat you want to be notified on. And it'll call you, it'll text you, it'll email you. So there's lots of ways to be notified, and we're still trying to get that message out.
All right. What else did that flood here last year teach you?
Well, you know, we do planning, and we have what we call the 1% over the floodplain. I mean, this is the floodplain's what is supposed to be the worst case scenario, and then we get this rapidly rising flood that just happened, you know, this side of Riley, and it all comes down into Manhattan, and we get the peak flood that we've ever seen. So there's probably no upper limit to this, depending on how much rain falls at any given time. And, you know, I feel bad for these people in the southeast that had 30 inches of rain, because we know what 6 or 9 inches of rain did to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you mentioned, you know, getting rain here, and it's kind of dried out a little bit. I think Dave kind of mentioned that this morning here. We're going to need some moisture at some point, and we're getting close to burning season here. I guess what are you anticipating here in the new year, what the burning season might be like?
Well, I think we had lots of moisture last year when it was proper time to grow grass and weeds and stuff like that. So I think we're going to look at another peak year. At least that's what The Weather Service tells me, and all our fire partners around the state, I think we have to watch out for that, and especially, I mean, not so much here as much, because we have a good grass season every year, but southwest Kansas has grass standing taller than it's ever had, so there's going to be a big peak in that area, and you know. We have more people. I mean, we gain people every year, and I know there's people that move from the city to the county and the rural areas, and they don't understand some of this. So part of, at least on the fire department side, emergency management, we're going to try to do some classes. We're going to bring forestry in and try to teach people about how to burn properly and what not to burn and things like that.
Awesome. And Pat Collins joining us here, Riley County Emergency Management Director and Riley County Fire Chief here. Anything else from the year 2018 that you maybe I missed? Because I was only here for part of it. So,
well, it's been a real busy year for us on the fire side. You know, we had the flood and that stuff on emergency management, 911 part of this. You know, we're working on trying to get all the radio system and the consoles replaced. And on the fire side, we had a peak year. We've never had a year like this. We had last year we had 438 calls. This year we had 818 in 2018. So it was almost double what we had the year before. And I contribute some of that to more medical runs. And we're trying to come up with that report for the commission right now. Yeah, it's been a real busy year, and you know, when you're volunteers, that's what you count on out there, and you use those volunteers up, it's tough. So trying to get those people motivated again, and they do a fantastic job for us. We have about 165 people out there that jump up in the middle of the night and run and help their neighbors. So we count on that. We just don't want to use them up.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Well. Kudos to you guys. That's a tough job, and you know, when you're relying on so many volunteers, I mean, that makes it that much more difficult. Speaking of the fire department, what else is going on with the fire department right now here in Manhattan?
Well, we're trying to grow our first responder network. You know, the problem we have out there is the cost of a first responder training program has gone from $500-$600 to about $1,800 now for an EMT or an EMR class is a little less than that. But so we're asking somebody that we don't pay anything to pay out $1,500 for a class and then respond every time we need a medical call, and we don't pay them anything. So we're trying to come up with some kind of a stipend or something that we can help these people promote that to be a first responder for us and help us with some of those medical calls around the county.
Well, hopefully they can get something done on that. That'd be good.
Well, it's been a good system over the years. We've had a lot of people that have done great things for us and saved lives, and it's just hard to promote that very hard to people that I would say the newer people, but you know, a lot of our people have grown. Kind of grown out of it and doing other things, and we've got new people coming in, but you know, the new people don't have $1,500 to spend in this and 200 hours to train and then pay, you know, not get paid. So we're trying to figure out how to. In fact, I've got a meeting here just a little bit to talk about that.
All right. Lastly here, I know you're going to, next week there's going to be more conversation brought up on the radios here with the commission.
Yeah, I think the 14th, I've got some change orders on the radio system, just kind of a big update on where we're at, how we're doing on tower locations, leases for towers, kind of a ballpark estimate of when we can start testing this system and maybe even go live. Looks like maybe October, September, October for the testing. So, and then I don't know when we'll actually go live with it.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that, Pat. Thanks for coming out and giving us a quick update here.
All right. Thank you.
And that's Pat Collins here, Riley County Emergency Management Director. We'll continue on next with Greg Istone. after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price.